Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, I enjoy the fellowship of believers, and I enjoy the earth you created. Thank you for your creation, and thank you for your plan of salvation through Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen. Many times we adjust ourselves to align with God's will, and we thank God for his holy word. Again, amen. We pray, and yes, we must adjust ourselves to deal with all the oddities of life and the different situations we face. And we want to have wisdom as we show love to the people around us. There is much news around us that is helping us to see the world with all the elements in it, including the love and the trouble. So we have very different ideas among all the people around us. And the news that is broadcast is showing that there are issues and troubles in the world. Look at the countries around us that we deal with, from Mexico, all the countries, close and far away. We get news from the governments all around the world. We hear that there are troubles going on with financial issues and weather modification and even chemtrails, which is called atmospheric injection. You see, things go on all around, and we wonder, what should we do with what we know? Is there anything we can do? Well, we can always pray, because we know we are in a battle between God and Satan, or good and evil, and our prayers make a difference. And 1 Thessalonians 5:16 tells us to pray without ceasing. So let's pray about the things that they get our attention, and some things we just ignore. What can we do about the artillery barrages between India and Pakistan? Well, maybe nothing. What can we do about the attacks with Russia and Ukraine? Again, maybe nothing. But we can pray for God's will to be done through all the difficulties that are going on in the world. Just a little something to say. Can you have a communication with God and pray for something for even 30 seconds, just to say, Lord, guide me, Lord, guide that country, Lord, guide the situation, and give the people mercy. So we have things going on in every country. Well, we look at the people who have passed into the next life. It is massive to look at the conflicts going on, either in international or domestic. I mean, look at China with the thousands of Uyghurs and Falun Gong who have, often enough, we don't know what happened to them. They just seem to disappear by the tens of thousands. So we can pray and remember to ask God for mercy for what is going on. You know, with China, we are having an issue, and we have threats going on. For a couple of years, China has threatened America to stop sending anything to America. So we know that that's a possibility, because they have talked about it for several years. Everything from car parts to medicines and psychosomatic medicines, all these things are coming from China, including the troubled drugs like fentanyl. So let's try to cope with what is going on around us and still maintain a life where we can celebrate God through Jesus Christ. All the things around the earth are going on. There is good and trouble. So there are threats to our system going on too. There are people and governments and militaries that are getting involved with what seems to be normal operations about trade issues and what is being allowed inside of our country and what goes to other countries. It is a big bunch of confusion when you look at what the interests are that people recognize. It's almost like everybody can see their own point of view, but people don't see the issues from another person's point of view. So let's just continue in prayer for all the people that are, well, they need to see what is going on and have understanding and grace. We need to have grace with one another as we examine the questions that we have in the world when there are conflicts and just plain issues. We need to remember the basic concept of life. What are we going to do if our supplies stop? Wherever and whatever they are, in the grocery store, at the gas pump, or in the hardware store, we have issues going on. And we have many reasons to pray for many people, including the leaders. Now, it doesn't mean we pray that they get their way. It means that we pray that they submit to God, just like we want to. So there are issues going on, and we want to preserve life with what we have. We want to continue to get gas and groceries and all the things that we need to have a normal life. Lord, help us. Help us to function in this world system that is just having so much anxiety between countries and between leaders of countries. Well, we can dream of what we want, and then we can take steps towards getting it, whether it's a garden or something that would help us to live. Oh, a bunch of chickens in a chicken coop? Sure, I don't know what it is, but we all have issues, and they've always gone on. And a part of our issues is, are we obeying God? Are we walking and talking with God? That reminds me of Adam and Eve. They lived at a time when they could walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening. That's Genesis 3:8. And so we can walk and talk with God also. Isn't that awesome that we can have a relation with the Creator of this universe? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So get ready to reclaim your relationship with God. The easy way to do that is through prayer. Have you prayed lately? And we have had that National Day of Prayer. So let's keep that in mind for having a relationship with our Lord God through Jesus Christ. Pray for 30 seconds every so often. Pray for 30 minutes every so often. Pray continually. So that is something which we want to have, that relation with God, just like people of all the time before us. You look at Adam and Eve. They had a relation with God. Did they forget about it? After all, they got other things on their mind, which could have been about life in the garden. It could have been about a conversation with a so-called snake. And anyway, we have issues in our life too, just like everybody in the past. Issues. Don't get distracted from God. What could be more important than God? What could be more important than spending eternity in a heavenly place instead of a lake of fire? So, keep things in the right perspective as you live. There are plenty of complex issues as we go through life. And they are distractions. Sometimes, many times, it is a distraction about paying attention to something that we find important at the moment. But there's nothing more important than our relationship with God throughout eternity. Well, we do have things that just seem to get our attention, and that's going on more and more as we have issues in life that affect us. And it could be the basic issues of water, food, and warmth. It could be a relationship with God. It could be the taxes that we have to pay. It could be an evil person in our neighborhood. There are issues, that seem to distract us from our important relationship with God. So, remember to always refocus on your relationship with Jesus Christ. We do get distracted as we go through life. We think about the things in this garden, or the things in the Garden of Eden. Do we think about the fruits on the trees? Do we think about the judgments that are going on? Yes, we think about all of it. So keep it in perspective, including what goes on in this life. And that brings me to Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, where we have a narrow path that leads to life and a highway that leads to, well, it's lawlessness and it's disobedience. And many people call it the highway to hell of the lake of fire. So, don't we want to have a wonderful eternity with Christ? Yes. So, that means we have to pursue the narrow path and not the big wide highway that it seems like all the people around us are going on that highway to, well, let's say disobedience to God. We have a choice to make every single day. Through the minutes of each day, we have choices. Are we going to permeate our mind and our thinking with God? Are we going to think about the things of this world or the troubles we have? You see, we have an almighty God that we can have a relationship with, so let's do that. We can read God's letter to us, the Bible. And it's good to listen to other people with ideas and even pastors or theologians. But it's always that relationship with God that we have that is precious. So let us each seek the truth of God. And then we can proclaim the good news of the gospel to the people around us. It's wonderful. And that's what we want to do as people learn the truth of what the goodness is around us. And sure, there are problems that distract us. There's big problems. There are things like other religions. There's things like abuse of people around us or even the innocent. And it hurts us so bad. But we must continue of pursuing that relation with Jesus Christ. And we want to have that born-again experience with God. And there are other people that seem to have that born-again experience as they follow Jesus Christ. I think of the people who are in the Middle East who have had a dream or a vision of Jesus coming to them. And they get a experience that we can only look at as born-again. Well, that's what I see. As they follow Jesus Christ through difficult times when they have their whole group of people around them that can oppose them because now they are following Jesus. It's something what is going on right now in the world, and we can pray for those people too to have strength to follow Jesus Christ completely, just like we want to do. We want to know the glorious truth of Jesus Christ as our Lord and eternal Savior. Amen. Well, people today have a lot of things on their mind because we have hard things in front of us. We have issues of the spirit and the flesh, and our spirit wants to call out and our flesh wants to call out. And what are we going to do as we go through life? Are we going to say, yes, Lord? Or are we going to say, oh, Lord Jesus, I will pursue you another day because right now I want the shiny little things that are in front of me. Oh boy, you better pursue Jesus completely. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no person comes to the Lord God without Jesus Christ. So, you know the truth. And if you don't know the truth, give it a study. Study the Bible. It's an amazing truth. Well, we hear all sorts of things as we go through life. We hear people talk. Oh, we hear the followers of Jesus Christ talking about Jesus. their followers in the ancient days were called the Way. And so we want to pursue the way to God through Jesus Christ. It is the way. As we face challenges all over the place, right now there are people who are being persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ. And it might happen that we would be persecuted also. And that's what we do because we're following Jesus Christ, which is the truth. Now that's the way it's always been. There have always been people who have followed and who have objected. And that is a historical fact when we look at, well, any historical group of Christians and Christ followers, even the pilgrims. We had people who were Christ followers and people who were not. It was a big world when the European people came to America. The English did, the Spanish explorers did before them, and so there are struggles that have always gone on. Just think of how America was founded. I'm thinking right now of 1587 in America when an English ship left off 121 settlers, including men, women, and children. They settled on Roanoke Island in North Carolina. And then they ran low on supplies. And the leader of that group, John White, returned to England to get more supplies. But there was a war going on in Europe, and the people were occupied, the rulers of the lands were occupied, and the ships were pretty much all taken up. So it was not going to be an easy thing to get supplies and bring them back to America. Not with all the war going on. But finally, after a few years, John White secured a ship, and he returned to Roanoke Island in North Carolina with supplies. But when he returned, he found out the settlement had been abandoned, and there was no one that he could find. He had the supplies, but there was not a single person to be found. Oh, but there was one indicator, and that was on one tree, a word was carved. It said, Croatoan. Croatoa was carved into a tree, and so it has been a mystery for these hundreds of years. What happened to the settlement on Roanoke Island, and what happened to those 121 people? History has looked into this matter, and there have not been answers until the last few years. In fact, 2025 was when a determination was made about what happened. After John White disappeared, went back to England for supplies, what happened to the colonists there who wanted to have a new life in America? And all that was left, they disappeared except that single word on the tree, Croatoan. So, it was a mystery. It remained a mystery until just the last few years. In fact, 2025, there was a more detailed explanation of what actually happened to the people who wanted to settle in America. It has taken a few years to search down what has happened. And there were many searches, but lately high technology has been used to search for anything that was metal, and there was pottery, broken pottery that was found that came from England in the 1500s. There were hints, but it took a long time to come up with an idea of really what happened. There were sites that were identified for where those 121 people resettled. They settled among the Indian people, and this was brought to understanding when the searchers found the archaeologists, when they searched and then they found the grave of an English woman from the 15th century, 1500s. There were remnants of all sorts of things, of a few buttons, of pots that were used for cooking and pottery. Well, finally it could be demonstrated what happened to those 121 people who settled on Roanoke Island. It seems like the people were looking for a way to survive after they ran low on supplies. And there were two groups. One went kind of north, kind of east. The other one went kind of west. And they made little settlements. And they had assimilated with the Native Americans in the region, in that area. So finally, after a few hundred years, the mystery has been shown about what happened. A physical trail has been discovered, especially that grave of the English woman made a big difference. So there's evidence about what happened to the 121 settlers that came to America. They had assimilated with the Native Americans. And I think of just what happens when people get into a new situation, like they did, like those settlers from European areas. What happens when we face a new situation? I even think of Adam and Eve, and they had a new situation, which they were trying to live even in a beautiful garden. So there are changes. There are things that happen, new situations, and how do we deal with things? What has changed for people in these thousands of years? Or in the case of Roanoke Island, what has changed in people in hundreds of years? People have changed in the very little ways, but it seems like the basic character of people stays the same. Just like the basic character of God stays the same forever and ever. As we try to understand the nature that we have with spirit and mind and emotion and relation to God. So this is something we seek today, even as we go through life, and we have indicators from the Bible of how we want to live and what we want to pursue, a relation with God through Jesus Christ. And part of what we learn is that there will be a wedding feast one day. That's in Matthew chapter 25. And we get to determine by our choices in life if we are going to have an eternity in heaven or in the eternity in the lake of fire. It's something which is spelled out plainly, and all we have to do is look and make a determination in our life for how we are going to live. Are we going to have a choice to live for God and follow Jesus Christ? Or are we going to have a choice to live for whatever we want as we go through life? Well, we make choices and we get the consequences. The Bible helps us to understand the choices that we are make and our eternal destiny. Well, I hope you study it out and you determine where you want to spend eternity. I hope that you are a Christ follower. Well, a few years ago, like 25 years ago, I looked at a fellow called Ron Wyeth. He was an archaeologist. and he made some really wonderful videos about what he had found in the Middle East. You can look him up online. There are a few videos that he made. Oh, and let me tell you that I hope you look at the ones made by Ron Wyeth, because there are lots of other people who talk about what he discovered, but it's better if you hear it from him. So look up Ron Wyeth, the archaeologist from America who studied so many things in around Egypt, in Israel. Israel, he found the Exodus location and the crossing of the Red Sea. He discovered the Ark of the Covenant under Jerusalem. There's so many things. It's incredibly interesting. So if you have a few hours to look at what he produced on video, it's well worth listening to, watching. He did pass away a few years ago, but his recordings are easily available. So seek out the Spirit of God and ask God for what you ought to pursue, ought to look at, so that you can search out that relation with Jesus Christ. We don't know how much time we have left before Jesus returns. Oh, and that's another thing about Ron Wyeth. One day he prayed, not one day, but for a period of time, he prayed and asked God, there is so much that God has revealed in these days. And he asked God, why now? Why at this time? And Ron Wyeth tells that he had a strong sensation from God that the reason was because it is getting near the end of the age. And what he has shown Ron Wyeth is that there is real archaeological truth to the Bible. And Jesus really did live. And these things of the Bible really did happen. And that's why Ron Wyeth said in his spirit, God showed him this. And no doubt we are getting close to the end of the age. And so how much time do you think we have? I sure wonder about it, but I'm not sure that it really makes a difference, because so many people are either inclined to follow Christ or they're inclined to do what they want to do in life. Would it make a difference if you had a day to decide? Some people still can't decide. They're going to choose what they want to do. Will it be to pursue their own ideas of what life holds, or will it be to pursue what God has in mind for them as they obey God? So, does it matter if it's a day or a decade to pursue God? What are you going to do? Does your life really show that you are pursuing Christ Jesus? That you will follow and obey Christ Jesus? Well, we all have a path to walk. I hope yours is the narrow path that leads to eternal life. We have so many things going on in the world today. There are reasons to distract us away from the holiness of God. And we want to stay on track to have our life be woven together with Jesus Christ. Have that relationship with Jesus Christ. We have things that are just plain distractions to us. Sometimes they're hard things, sometimes they're good things, and sometimes they're just a lot of busyness. Well, we have things in life that we do pay attention to because they affect us, whatever it is. Oh, let's see, there was, now that ID, the Real ID Act from the Patriot Act of 2001 has taken a long time to be put into effect. But apparently now on May 7th, it's going to go into effect, May 7, 2025, widely. And so there's all these little things that make a difference in our life. And if we want to get into a federal building, or if we want to fly on an airplane, we will need a form of real ID. So there again, is it a distraction, or is it what God would have us do? Well, sometimes God has us do the things that the government requires. And sometimes we have to figure out how we're going to live outside of the system that tells us we have to be a part of the system. In fact, we have to take a part of that mark in our body so that we can buy and sell. You know, it's going to be very interesting what is coming along. And there will be people who will say, we need the mark. And there will be people who say, we cannot take the mark. And somehow we are going to get through a time of difficulty and testing. And we each get to figure out what is going to happen to us and our eternal life. Will it be easy? Probably not. But it will be something that we have to determine in our own mind and heart so that we can live according to what it is that we want to be a part of. Eternity in heaven or eternity in that hellish place? I think of Revelation 20, verse 4, which talks about who goes into the lake of fire. It's pretty simple for those people who go into the lake of fire. You could call it sinners. You could call it people who choose their own way. But study it out and make sure that it is something that you understand and want to abide by. Are you going to abide by the ungodly lifestyle, or are you going to abide by following Jesus Christ? Well, history is full of every sort of person. There have been tailors and traders and soldiers and generals, peasants and presidents. There have been every sort of people. And what really makes a difference at Judgment Day is if we have lived for God or if we have lived for things of the world, like our own self. Well, do you want life with Jesus in an eternally wonderful place? It'll take a little doing. It's probably not going to be the easiest thing. There will be challenges along the way. But we have challenges along the way when we are told to do what we must do to be a part of the government, to be a part of the world system. So somehow we do make a choice, and it's choices along the way of if we are going to comply or if we are going to, well, otherwise comply. We will comply one way or the other. So let's remember that we want to support Jesus Christ in our lifestyle. And it might be to be a missionary. It might be to tell our neighbors about Jesus Christ. It might be to read the Bible and follow the instructions of the Bible. Well, we do have questions, and we are very good at searching them out. So let us search out what we ought to do to stay in the will of God through Jesus Christ. Well, we do value life. We value the things that are wonderful in life. We value food and supplies. And we do understand that there will probably be hardships in life if we choose one path or the other. We have a choice. And we might go through troubles. We might go through problems with our neighbors. We might go through loving our neighbors in ways that show wisdom, godly wisdom. So we have things that are going to come into the world, and we get to figure out how are we going to deal with them. Well, hopefully through prayer for one thing, but then through study as we read God's Word, the Bible. And the Bible tells us what is coming. Oh, yeah. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all say it. There will be earthquakes and wars and famines. So, if you know that's coming, are you going to do anything different? Or are you going to say, oh, it's just what's coming. I'm going to accept the war, the earthquakes, and the famines. Or maybe you will be able to put a few things aside so that you and the people around you can have a little bit of comfort when wars and famines and earthquakes come along. Do you believe the Bible? The Bible tells you that's what's coming. So, do you believe it enough to do something about it? Or do you just say, yes, I believe, and then what are you going to do? What are you going to do to follow God's word and God's will? Are you going to love your neighbors? Are you going to love God? Are you going to do the things that are just kind of sensible to do as you see trouble coming? Trouble is coming, and what shall we do? We have things that are different kinds of trouble. We have it just plain in life, as I just read about earthquakes and wars and famines. But we also know, just as we live, we can hear the people in charge or the politicians who say what they expect to see. And you know that China has threatened the United States. Russia has threatened the United States. Other countries have threatened the United States. So what are you going to do about it? You know that the threats are being made. Other countries want to dominate or, well, conquer America. They want what America has, the resources and the land. They want to farm America and take the farm produce back to their own country. They want the minerals, the metals, everything. They want it and they take it back to their country. That's what they want. That's been the way of the world ever from the beginning. The people want what other people have, whether it's the fruit off of the apple tree or the whatever metals are in the ground. People want what other people have. And there are few people who want to take it, whether it's by force or by agreement. And so here we are in the USA facing a world that wants what we have. So what are you going to do about it? Let's just say that the politicians are going to protect us, right? Do you think that will happen? Are the politicians going to protect us? Well, we are in a spiritual battle. We are in a physical battle. And people want what we have. So what are we going to do about it? Just say, go ahead, take what I have. Just don't hurt me. We need security and we need peace. Oh, well, some people are saying that very loudly. But it seems like history shows when we give people those resources that we have, they just want more. And so we have to figure out how we're going to stand up to the people who keep making demands on America and Americans. And in the midst of countries that are having troubles, yes, among themselves, but even with America, with Russia and China, they're the communists who hate America because they don't believe in the system of government that we have with capitalism. They want a communist government all over the world. Or there are the people of the Islamic religion who want the Islamic religion to dominate the whole world. There's no room for Americans or Christians. No room. Get rid of them. That's what there is an attitude about. And so right now we have a chance to see how we're going to deal with the enemies around us who want to kill Americans and destroy America. It is obvious in their speaking, what they talk about and what they uphold. So we can always think that the world is a wonderful, gentle place and people only have good thoughts for Americans and America, but that's not the way it is. We have terrorists who are coming to America. Why? To destroy America. Well, last year there were 155 terrorists who were on the terrorist watch list who crossed our southern border. And there were 358 terrorists on the terrorist watch list who crossed our northern border into America. We have things going on. What is the intent that's going to happen? They intend to dominate and destroy America. That's what they want because their ideology requires it. So are we going to be able to face the trouble that's coming? Well, sure, we should watch all that. But the most important thing is that we keep our eyes on Jesus and live according to the biblical principles in front of us. We are facing plenty of troubles in the world where people are hungry. Oh, people are angry too. And sometimes they come to America and they're mad at America too, even because that's what they've learned. America is a wonderful place full of goodness and kind people. But the leaders in the world have a different opinion of what America should be about. So we are the people of America, and we get to have a voice in how we treat other people. Do we want to be like the conflicts that are going on in the world with Ukraine and Russia and also India and Pakistan that are threatening each other with artillery and weapons of war? There is Yemen and Iran and Israel and Palestine. All these things are where people are ready to become violent and have war to kill one another. And that's something that is going on right now all around us. It would bring great unhappiness to the people of those areas. And if it comes to America, it will bring great unhappiness to Americans also. Governments of the world, they do what they want to do, and they tell their people what is good for the government. And then there are consequences for every government, even for the USA. Are we going to support that kind of freedom to have bad information that goes to the people of other countries? What are we going to do in the USA when so many people support the land they came from and not the USA? They send their money back by the millions and billions of dollars to the country that they came from. Instead of spending the money in America, they have a different loyalty. And we are going to be seeing that there are things that go on in times of stress and difficulty. Why, we know that there can be things happening. In fact, there was something that happened in Europe a matter of days ago where there was a nationwide electrical outage in, well, Spain and Portugal and parts of France. It was a big thing where people didn't know what to do because the traffic lights stopped. The stores couldn't sell their what they had in them. Well, except there were stores that did because the shelves got emptied out right away. There were videos of the stores in Europe that literally got emptied out. And so we know that these things ordinarily happen. And what are we going to do about it for us, for America? Things could happen like that here. In fact, when there is a natural disaster, the shelves do get emptied out. All sorts of things get gone. And what are we going to do so that we can survive a time of difficulty, of shortages? And how are we going to take care of, yes, ourselves, but the people we love, and even our neighbors? We live in a land of plenty, but is it going to continue, or should we rely on our own understanding for what we ought to do to prepare for the just in case? And remember what our Bible says. There will be war, famine, and earthquakes. What are you doing so that you don't get hungry? What are you doing for your family and your neighborhood, the people around you? How are you showing love when you know the Bible has been correct and true for everything? So is this going to happen? Well, yeah, it's going to happen. What are we going to do about it? Get more understanding about what the Bible is talking about and then act on it. do something so that you are prepared for whatever is coming. Study it out. Study it and read, and then make a list about what you're going to do. We have always had a question of, do we believe the Bible? Do you believe what God says? Look at what Adam and Eve did. Did they believe what God said? Well, we could say yes, or we could say no, because they seemed to have a change in what they actually did when they were in the garden. So what are we going to do? Are we going to decide that we're going to have a better decision and choose a better life than God has? Or are we going to follow God? Are we going to go on that narrow path that leads to life? Or are we going to go on that highway that leads to a terrible place? Well, let's belong to Jesus, and let's consider what we're going to do if there is famine in America. Well, we know what we're going to do. We're going to have some supplies on hand for ourselves and other people. So what supplies are you going to have in case there is something going on? Well, people have always had things going on, and when you look back in history, let's look back to 1536. That was a time that there was a huge volcano in Iceland, and much of that area of the earth was covered in ash, and it made a covering over the earth so the sky did not reach the earth. And that led to famine, and that led to cold winter weather all over that part of the area of Earth. So people got hungry, people got weak, and there came a flea that lived on a rat. And it spread bubonic plague to Europe. And there was bubonic plague that killed many, many people in Europe. It's kind of a normal thing when the sun disappears that it gets really cold. And we know about cold in this country from our history. Whether you want to go back to 1776 when Washington spent the winter at Valley Forge. And even since then, there have been plenty of time when people have gotten cold. You think of Mount Tambora that was in Indonesia. A volcano exploded in 1815. And 1816 was called the year without a summer, where water froze in London when it was left overnight. And in America, in 1816, all the passes over the Appalachia little mountains were all snow-covered, and people could hardly take the trail from one side of the Appalachian Mountains to the other. That happened. We have things that are going to go on in the future, too. And we don't exactly know what there will be, but we know what has happened, so we can guess that there will be events in the future. Like there was the potato famine in Ireland in 1845 to 1852, and that was caused by a blight on the potato plant. And so many people starved because of that. Many Irish people came to America because they needed food somehow, somewhere. So there are things that we can expect to happen, and even if we can't decide exactly what they're going to be, we know there are going to be troubles. So let's look and see what we can do to prepare for whatever it is. I mean, we have the issues right now with governments of the world, and even the government of China saying we're going to stop all shipments to the United States of America. That has happened, and of course the President of America has had a different idea. So there is a contest that could end up in war, and it's something which it's going on right now. And so we have to be aware that preparation is good. It's not that I know exactly how to tell you to prepare, but you get an idea. You can either look at Matthew, Mark, and Luke and get an idea of earthquakes, famine, and war, or you can get an idea of what's going on right now with the governments of the world that are having troubles with each other, and it's making shortages of all sorts of things. Now, there have been philosophies that have had challenges between one another, and you look back at the 1920s and you see Russia's Stalin, who was a communist, and he ordered his Russian army to take all the food from the Ukrainian farmers, and millions of Ukrainian farmers starved to death. That's kind of normal for how conflict goes. Another man-caused famine event was, well, it was about 1960. Yeah, around 1960, when Chairman Mao of China confiscated the food from farmers. And he sold it to neighboring countries because he wanted the cash income so that he could run his government in China. And that caused millions of Chinese people to die. Oh, the number is disputed. It's at least 50 million. It could have been 100 million. We really don't know because the records weren't accurate. But the point here is that governments make decisions that cause millions of people to die. It's always been like that, and there always have been leaders, some of them communists, some of them socialists, who have had their opinions and made the population suffer. Pol Pot in Cambodia, Idi Amin in Africa, they killed millions and millions of citizens. There have been communists and socialists. Even Hitler was a Nazi socialist. And they have caused the death of so many millions of people. It's something that we know is coming because we believe the Bible. Now, do you believe the Bible enough to change your lifestyle a little bit and get some supplies for what the Bible tells you is going to happen? We do have enemies. We do have a spiritual enemy, and we do have physical enemies in this world. And somehow, we want to survive it. Well, for one thing, because we like to survive and not suffer. But for another thing is we have a job to do. And our job is to preach the good news of the gospel to the people, even if they're having a hard time in life. Sometime we can show our love and give them a little bit of food, too. It's something we are going to have to figure out because we are told what is coming and we can see it in the political and physical world around us. We get an idea that trouble is coming and we look at our United States borders and we see who has come into the United States and we know we are what other people and other countries call the enemy. United States people and country is the enemy of other peoples. So we can be assured that there will be war and terrorism and sabotages and shortages and starvation and inflation. Oh, don't forget inflation. That's going to be a big thing. Well, it will all make great big difficulty and death in America. So we want to stay somewhat secure with what we have around us, and that includes a community of people who want to praise and worship Jesus Christ. We do give thanks to God for the blessings that we have all around us. Here in America, we have just lovely things, but America has always been under attack by governments and peoples who disagreed with our godly foundations. It's been something that has been just plain and simple everywhere. So we want to survive it. And to survive it, we have to have a few things in our storage supplies. And we want to show love to other people as we go through hard times. I do invite you to listen to any other broadcast, christtoday.org. Look for the one that says with John Stephenson because there are a couple of them. And I always have my free preparedness pamphlet that you can get free. Would you please send me a stamped, self-addressed envelope, and I'll get that right back to you. It talks about ideas that you can have for your own preparations. And it's a good thing to think over, to see what you want to do. It's intended to get you to think. Now, there are many people who have preparedness pages, but you have to find them. Mine is just a simple one, but I think it's a good one, and it's for free. So anyway, write me, John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Oh, of course, donations are also welcome. But look at what you might expect in the world around us. The book of Revelation tells us some of the dramatic things that are going to happen in the spiritual and the physical world around us. So I hope you stay aware and stay prepared for the troubles that are going to come. And somehow we make it through a time of difficulty if we have preparations. We just had the National Day of Prayer, so it's a reminder to pray, even if it's for 30 seconds. Maybe it's for 30 minutes. But there are many people who need your prayers. Well, God bless you. The earth is having things go on around it. There's earthquake activity, volcanic activity, and there are things that could affect the life that we live. So prepare for the things that could happen in this physical earth, but especially prepare spiritually with a relationship with Jesus Christ and have the eternal salvation that he offers. The Bible is a good book. God bless you.